You are listening to Hotscast. All the Heroes of the Storm coverage you can handle.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Hotscast. Hotscast is a little bit different this week. First of all, I didn't get it published last week. As you know, I try to get it published on either Wednesday or Thursday at the latest of each week when we record on Tuesdays. But unfortunately, this past Wednesday, I ended up going into a full-on lockdown back spasm in a customer's house. And I spent the next several days recovering with large doses of muscle relaxers in me. And frankly, I couldn't bring myself to sit down at the computer to actually record this part. Going to talk about this in a moment. And edit the show and get it published. So I do apologize. Going to be playing with a new format of sorts, where basically I am going to do the first section of the show, will be the on-rail section, talk about headlines, patch notes, the rotation, sales, things along those lines, stuff that having three hosts for said information doesn't really make sense. Or not that it doesn't make sense, it's not necessary. We don't have to hand off every other line to each other like we have been doing for the last several years. But instead, I'm going to do that earlier in the day, or maybe even Monday, or whatever it works out. And then when we jump on the live call with Mike and Kaylee, Kaylee is, of course, been very busy with work. Again, we don't want to say who she works for, but there's a very good reason why she's been busy. It's a lousy reason. It sucks. She's been working horrible hours, and basically she comes home and goes right to sleep. So that's why we haven't had Kaylee for the last few weeks. But when we do get on the live call in the live stream, remember, you guys can always join us. Hotscast.com/live will take you there, or twitch.tv/hotscast. That will be what we're going to call the off-the-rail section. So first will be the on-rail section, the news updates of the week, headlines, the rotation, the sale, main things to look for in the patch notes, in certain articles, in our own notes. The show notes are always posted at hotscast.com for each show. And then when we jump on the call, that's the off-the-rails section. Off-the-rails will be us just roundtabling heroes, just talking about Heroes of the Storm. Each one of us will say, hey, this is something cool. I want to talk about this. And it'll be more of just a dialogue, roundtable, conversation-driven part of the show. And that way we never miss anything. Sometimes we start to run a little long because Kaylee, Mike, and I just, we have a great ability to just talk to each other. And obviously we go off the rails sometimes. And sometimes we miss things or we have to rush through certain headlines. And this, I hope, will remedy that. So moving forward, that's what's to expect. Now, I am posting this so late, I'm not even going to bother doing the rotation and the sale because, frankly, it'll be done tomorrow. So there's no point. Everybody knows what the rotation and the sale is because you've been playing for the last week while I was recovering from major back spasms, which, by the way, I'm not fully recovered. My back is killing me right now. Oh, my gosh. But that's neither here nor there. But what I will say is Mike and I were pontificating, as you'll see in a moment when we get to the off-the-rail section, about the dragon that was teased. Well, now we know. It's Chromie. So tomorrow night, Tuesday night, we are going to be talking a lot about Chromie because she looks awesome. We got a nice little play preview of her. Kendrick Swish had a great video. You should check out his YouTube channel. And we'll be talking quite a bit about Chromie. So you'll hear back from us in a couple days because I'm going to post this hopefully on schedule, which will be that Wednesday, Thursday period. All right, that's it. This is the end of the on-rail section. Here comes the off-the-rail section. No, I'm not going to do the song because I'm going to be recording.
I was like, you were going to add all this stuff, so I didn't know if you were starting or not. We're just kind of yapping away about stuff.
Yeah, we're just yapping. So this is the Yap section.
Hello and welcome to the Yap section of Hotscast.
This is the off the rails section. Yes. See, previous to this, which hasn't happened yet, but through the magic of editing, will come before this part, is the on the rails.
The chat room. I didn't even look. People in chat room that are there, maybe we haven't even posted that we're gonna be live, but people show up anyway.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because when Twitch goes out, I am currently in a very weird combination state of caffeine.
Is it actually streaming?
I don't know.
It says it's streaming, unless it's streaming to Twisted Nether, which it's possible because OBS can be stupid sometimes.
Yes, it can.
You know what? I'm not streaming yet. Okay, now I started.
Now you're streaming?
But yeah, I had to preview on. I forgot I was trying to fix your video, and then
when I had to move all the way to the right,
and you had to move away, move to the right. Way too leftist.
Boom, moves.
Yeah, it helps. Okay, there we go. Now we are streaming.
Yes.
Much better. Here we are. I don't know that anybody's in the chat room, though.
Probably not, because we just went live. Why would they be?
I don't know.
They haven't gotten the bat signal to congregate.
Yeah.
Why would my phone not turn on? Oh, my phone just restarted. That's lovely.
Yeah.
Yes. So, off the rails section, this is a possible new thing for us. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how this works out. But
see, it's like one of those things where I've gone on TNB to the whole, like, let's record everything all at once thing that you do.
Right.
And now we're going the opposite way on Hotscast at this right point.
That's kind of true.
You're going to record more stuff later.
Yeah.
So
I think what will end up happening is I'll just record before we jump on the Skype call. I'll just, you know, run through the usual stuff, the weekly sales and rotations and whatnot.
The hero rotation.
Hero rotation.
You gotta turn the heroes around.
That's it. Yep. Yes. But then we'll, you know, jump on into the tangent filled off the rail section and talk about some cool stuff
like
a certain GIF trailer. GIF teaser. Not trailer.
Teaser. On Twitch.
On Twitch.
Not Twitch.
On Twitter.
It's TW something. New star.
See, I have partial excuse. I am heavily caffeinated and also on let's say elephant grade muscle relaxers right now. I don't know if I told you, I threw out my back real bad last week.
So surprising.
Real bad.
I would be very surprised for you to say, tell me that.
Yeah. No.
No. No. Okay. Not at all.
Yeah. It was a Thursday.
Hearing noises.
Okay. Now Swing Cat is DMing me in our Discord.
Was it yours was the norm noises then?
Yes, that was on me. Folks, Discord, we have a Discord, awesome Discord channel. It is free. You can use it for voice chat. It's a lot of fun. Head to hotscast.com and click on the little button that says Discord, and that'll take you right to it. And yes, Swing is messaging me. I should message him back and say, get in the Twitch chat, noob.
The real Gigalisk is in the Twitch chat.
Ah, what up, the real Gigalisk? All right, hold on. I'm going to message. Get in Twitch chat, newbie.
Speaking of tweet, since we went off the rails of the off the rails, you obviously saw my craziness today.
Yeah. What, are you like doing a camera dump or something?
No, we have the Calm Before the Storm.
Yeah.
Has, for the Kickstarter, there are stretch goals that include some additional stuff that's not money-based. So there's a bunch of like post pictures of podcasters and of Blizzard podcasters and post pictures of past things from World of Podcasts and just a bunch of stuff. Cool. So I went crazy in my insanely large
photographic
cache of pictures.
Diary. Yes.
Yeah. And just went crazy. I don't know. I was having fun. And then I found that I love that picture of you selling the drink tickets to Surfedia.
Yeah.
It's like, here's real pimping the drink tickets.
That's it. And then you saw,
you lost your job. You know, you don't do that anymore.
That's true.
Before the storm, you don't have to do that.
Well,
we should just ask
for
some drink tickets
too,
just so you could do it.
I lost my other job last year too when I got laid off. So I lost two jobs.
You lost your real job and your fake job.
That's it.
We get you a new job. You were all dressed up last year. So
I was all dressed up. Yes.
You were.
I still have to decide what I'm going to do like this year in terms of dress. I like to change it up each year. Kind of.
We have to figure out. We have to know what we are going to be doing. You don't know if we're going to be doing the same thing as we were last year. So
if we're hosting, like if we're doing like host duties again, I'm thinking about getting a top hat.
Top hat's good. You should make it. You should look like a Worgen.
I should look like a Worgen, and I got the beard.
Yeah, you kind of get an eye patch. Not an eye patch. The monocle. A monocle. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And a top hat.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Maybe a waistcoat.
I have a waistcoat. I wore a waistcoat last time.
Yeah. But you wore the jacket too, didn't you? Or did,
no, you just a waistcoat. I just a waistcoat. Yeah. But I would need long tails.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes. Join us now. I'm retweeting our tweet.
You're retweeting the tweet I tweeted?
Yes. Speaking of
tweets, I tweeted a lot of tweets this week.
Not quite you, actually.
Blizzard tweeted something too.
Yes. They gave us a little tease, a little shadow of a tease. Literally. A shadow of a tease. It's Deathwing. It's got to be Deathwing. If it's not Deathwing,
I don't know.
It could be another dragon. It could be.
There's lots of dragons.
It could be another dragon. That is true. Is it another dragon? No. It's
could Deathwing. Be Alexstrasza.
It could be Alexstrasza.
I could see them doing. See, the thing is, I don't know. I think.
But
I like the idea
about
of Deathwing.
Deathwing. Haven't they?
I don't know.
Didn't they mention Death? Because there was talk about if it's Deathwing,
they were saying something about they couldn't do those because they would be too big. And
the
it's
size,
the,
right.
The silhouette would be too big.
The silhouette
big.
Would be ridiculous.
So
yes.
The only thing I could think of is somebody we see more in human form than, and that the dragon would be more of a ulti, like Arthas is.
But I'm okay with a big dragon.
Oh, I am too, but you still have that, like you have body blocking and stuff. So I think there's, I don't know. You might be able to make him as big as Cho'Gall, but I think that's as big as you can make. Like Cho'Gall should be the biggest hero. Like that should be the largest size you can have. Stitches, Cho'Gall. I think Cho'Gall's bigger than Stitches.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I think otherwise you're just too big and you're just too much, unless you can walk through them all the time.
Yeah,
I don't know what else. But to me, I think it would make more sense to have a dragon that was more human form and then would convert. Where like Alexstrasza, that's more what you would get from her.
Right.
But
right.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think
Deathwing would be cool though.
I think Deathwing would be cool. I'm trying to find. There is a Dota 2 champion that is like this. Big dragon thing that kind of crawls on the ground. It's not the Dragon Knight. What's his name? The guy
dragon
from,
thing that crawls on the ground.
Yeah, the guy from Na'Vi, the famous kid from Na'Vi. he played it for the first time when they won the 2011 International. It was in the
Dota
documentary.
One. Yeah, I don't remember.
Free to Play, I think it was called, right? But anyway, it's basically a big like dragon dude, and it works. It just works. Like it kind of half crawls, half flies. It's big. It's got a big wingspan.
The
but it's
Bat Rider in Dota 2.
What's that? Swingcat said chat's blocked somehow.
Chat is
chat
blocked,
in Twitch or chat in the Discord. I don't know which one he's referring to. Is he in?
Gigalisk is talking. There are people watching. Swingcat's in viewer list.
Oh, chat not working.
I don't know. We don't have anything set to tell it shouldn't be able to be.
Yeah. I mean, we're not we have no reason to block you. I mean, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
You're not blocked.
I don't know. That's weird. Maybe log out of Twitch and log back in.
Yeah, it could be Twitch.
Could be. You know, it's not like they have a giant, massive network infrastructure at their disposal. You know, it's not like they're owned by a parent company that owns 1/3 of the internet when it comes to servers. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows? So anyway, I would be cool with any dragon at all.
Yes.
Being in dragon form. Staying. It doesn't have to be monster dragon. It can be.
Yeah,
it'd
have to be
dragon.
Wander around dragon, like walk around. Yeah. Or it could be more like Falstead.
Or, like a bigger version of Brightwing.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Or Falstead size.
Falstead size.
The problem
size,
is
right.
It just feels like if you take a dragon and you cut it down to that size, like the size it showed on the Shadow of a Hint is a good size for a dragon.
Yes.
The problem is that's too big a size for a hero.
Yes, because you think about it,
it's that whole alcove, right? And think about how big people are. That's like the size of the tribute, right? So it's just, it's too big. So size of maybe Falstad with a little bit bigger, Cho'Gall a little bit bigger, maybe. But it's just, to me, I don't know. I don't know how that works. And that, they've talked about it before, and maybe they'll do it anyway. But they were talking about how they didn't want to have anything that that big a silhouette.
Right. I don't think it needs to be a big silhouette, honestly.
I have to see what it is.
Yeah.
I could see them definitely, though, doing
human form.
Humanoid or whatever, elf. Some of them are elves. Humanoid form. And then converting. I think there's some cool stuff they could do with the dragons. I think they could do all of the big dragons.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you could do the whole, all of the main, I don't remember, what are they called? Aspects.
Aspects, yes. Oh, that's it, the dragon aspects. That's what I want to look up.
Yeah. It would be very cool if they would do all of the dragon aspects.
Yeah.
And do them as a kit.
Like Ysera, and let's see what we got. We got Nosdormu, Alexstrasza, Ysera, Malagos, Neltharion.
Well, yeah, which is Deathwing.
And oh, that's right. Yes, Neltharion, the Earth Warder, right?
Yes,
and then Morozond.
Malagos was converted, was switched with the other guy,
Caligos.
Yes,
Caligos. Yes, because we fought Malagos.
Yes,
in whatever that was. If we're gonna go that way, dragon aspect, I think Ysera will be cool. She's in the Emerald Dream.
Yes.
You know?
Be definitely something different.
Yeah.
Actually, well, this may be almost too close to Tracer, actually. Nosdormu would be cool, but he's always also very, tends not to be directly into anything.
Yes, because Nosdormu is the time guy.
Well, there's also people talking about Chromie.
Chromie
is almost always a humanoid.
Gnome. I was going to say another word that starts with an M, and that's not a nice word to say. So I'm glad I didn't say it, and pretend I didn't just
a very small humanoid.
Yes, a very small humanoid. Ones that are never seen outside of game ever. Even talked about by Duncan Jones, director of the Warcraft film, how gnomes are never seen outside of game.
It's amazing.
It is. Yeah. Actually, did you happen to see Duncan's comment about the sequel, possible sequel to Warcraft?
No, I didn't see.
If the movie does well, air quotes, we don't know what well means yet. If it does well, they are willing to do sequels. And they said, we'll do all of them. We'll do Arthas, we'll do Illidan, if the movies do well. If the movie does well, he's guaranteed to get the second film. If he does, there's going to be Tauren in it.
Yes, he did say that. I heard that part.
Yes.
The next one, they'll do Tauren.
We know for a fact there's no Tauren in this one.
Yes. Well, I knew that already.
Yeah.
I think they said that they weren't doing any.
No. Yeah.
Well, but, it's really mainly, as it should be, probably for the first film, humans.
Yeah.
And orcs.
Yeah. It's orcs versus humans.
That's what it should be.
It's Warcraft, orcs versus humans.
I mean, really, the dwarves and elves and such didn't really get into it till the second Warcraft 2.
Correct. So,
they don't really belong there yet.
Right. I want an Arthas. I want a Frozen Throne movie. Are you kidding me? That would be amazing.
Yes.
That would be absolutely amazing. Maybe Sindragosa is coming into the Nexus. But she already is.
I'm very interested to see more of Lothar's story. Because, that's the main dude in this movie.
Yes.
That you see all the time jumping on the
Yep. And he is played by an amazing actor.
Yeah. I mean, from what we've seen of the teasers, he does a great job. I mean, and really, he's very pivotal in the story.
No, I like pivotal.
In the game, it's not. It's pivotable. Pinball. He was pinball.
The pinball with
ping, ping, ping.
Oh, so do we see anybody from the Warcraft movie in the Nexus then? Do we get Lothar instead of Varian Wrynn?
I think not he's Varian. More of a BA than Wrynn personally.
What's Wrynn's father's name? Varian Wrynn. What's the dad? The king. Oh, no, Anduin is the son. Yeah, Varian, right.
Anduin is named as Anduin Lothar. Lothar is Anduin Lothar. Anduin is named after Lothar.
Oh, right, yes, right. But Varian Wrynn is the father.
Varian has a belt that he picked up in the Orgrimmar arena.
Okay, yeah.
He was a gladiator that used to be Lothar's.
Right.
Right. The problem with the name Lothar that I have is that every time I hear it, I think Lothar of the Hill People. So
Lothar of the Hill People? I don't know that reference. What is that?
It's where was it from?
SNL?
It was Saturday Night Live. Yeah.
Oh yeah, look at that.
Lothar of the Hill People, Saturday Night Live. It was Mike Myers was Lothar. That's why I always think of as Mike Myers as Lothar.
Oh,
so
it's that's an really older one.
Silly. So
I never got real big into Grateful Dead or Grateful Dead. I see for whatever reason that people also search for Grateful Dead comes up. I never really got real big into Saturday Night Live. I don't know why. Yes.
That time was an okay time of it. So
well, that's the thing. It's hit or miss. It's hit or miss.
Yeah, so I'm very excited with that. I think, and going back to the dragon, I don't know, what are the dragons? So we got, I think Chromie is a good one.
Chromie would be good. If you wanted to go Totten Dragon. Comedic, almost, a little bit silly.
Yeah.
Instead of super ultra serious.
Yeah. Deathwing is just going to, I don't know. I believe it's going to be Deathwing.
Yeah.
So...
I do too.
But what do you do for Deathwing? I mean,
exactly. Like, what do you do? What do you do for his heroic? What are his heroic choices?
Interesting. I mean, the thing is, if you go back and look at the books, and you go back to the ones before all this stuff, when he would be human a lot and would participate in human politics and whatever, you could put that one in when he was Neltharion. It's just, I don't know, as Deathwing himself. I don't know. I don't know. That's why, like, even Alexstrasza, I think you could do better with. I think because, you know, you have life, you could do some interesting things with that. She could be more of a healing and support dragon, which would be weird and interesting and different.
It would be weird and interesting.
Of course, we already have
a healing dragon, really. Because we have Brightwing.
Brightwing is kind of like a weird combination thing.
Yeah. I mean, she's a fairy. She's a fairy dragon. That's the thing.
Or specialist.
If it is Deathwing, is he a warrior? Is he assassin?
Specialist?
Probably specialist.
That's where they put everything. They have no idea.
Actually, Deathwing would work as a specialist. Because realistically, in Cataclysm,
Siege.
His whole thing was burning cities and villages and
Siege.
You know, Stormwind's gates where he drafted his claws.
It's just to me, like something like that, it seems like it's, I don't know, you have to severely hamper the hero in order to make them not game-breaking.
Right.
So there's got to be some... Or, like I said, the dragon is just the heroic.
Yeah.
So they kind of move it around, they change the way the heroic works, a little different, maybe more like they did something different with Tracer, do something different with them. Maybe they have the heroic from the beginning, and then it changes at 10 and changes at 20 instead of...
I'd be okay with
like
that.
Tracer did.
Yeah.
Do that kind of thing. Maybe they change the way they have their main, the QWE things, more like the Lost Vikings and how those come into play. I don't know. I mean, there's stuff they could do with it. It's just a question of, you know, where is those ideas and, you know, what would you do? I agree with you though. I think that, what's her name might be more interesting. Ysera.
Yeah.
It's just more, I think you could do more with something like that. But then again, the other problem is I guess you fought Deathwing, right? So they could use some of the abilities from the fight.
Ooh, that'd be interesting. But so how do you put a barrel roll in?
Yeah. I think Ragnaros would be a better next hero to me.
Yeah.
I think they should start bringing those in. Ragnaros would be awesome.
Yeah.
It would be fun.
What was – I saw something on Reddit. Did you see the thing on Reddit where the guy was taking hints from the little news brief that was going around?
Oh, yeah. I remember that. I don't remember.
Because it talked about
– it was a while ago.
Mankirk's wife.
Yeah. Yes.
And he's a blade master, so yes. Maybe. It talked about Tracer. There was something about a cavalry.
He knew Tracer was coming. Well, there was the thing with
but there was two.
He knew Dehaka, right? Because he saw.
Yes, and Dehaka was mentioned, right?
So he said, "Well, it wasn't mentioned. It was the picture. Remember, they saw the picture
right?
And
yeah.
There was the hand there." Yeah.
Did anybody guess Dehaka? Was that the?
That was the one they were.
That was the one they were thinking from the hand. Okay.
I believe so.
Yeah. Oh, there's my freaking water heater.
Oh no, they were saying No, they were saying. One of the Diablo guys, the other Diablo, well, not StarCraft. Someone said that.
Yes. Yeah, one of the minor lesser evils, or whatever.
Yeah, one of the right. Minor.
Well, anyway, this guy was thinking Mankirk, and then I think he said Ragnaros. There was something leading towards Ragnaros.
Ragnaros would be cool, I think. Yeah. He could do something interesting with Ragnaros.
Ragnaros would be neat. I've seen ideas with Ragnaros about. Basically, his attacks have to be while you're planted in place. Like you have to be locked in place to, like Sergeant Hammer, almost.
Yeah.
You have to be locked in place to attack, but then your heroic is you gain Ragno.
You gain your little feet.
You gain Ragno feet. Yeah, you put on your Ragno sneaks and get your Ragno feet.
Actually, what would be kind of cool is if he was more like Abathur. But he didn't necessarily get like going like a hat, but you'd have to stay in, like you saying, he had to stay in one place, but his attacks could be more global.
Right.
So he had the ability to maybe put down like lava and, you know, or, and then have more powerful bombs that come across the map, but that, you know, you have the ability to get out of because you can see it, or just other abilities that can be targeted, but either in with a vision. I think maybe it would have to be like with those visions. So you'd have to work with your team to get them where, so you have vision and now you can do your attacks. Where, so unlike Asmodan, who can kind of just throw stuff wherever, right? You know, really have the vision to be able to do your attacks. That might be an interesting thing to do too. But anyway, I don't know about the dragon. There's a lot of dragons. So
there is. Now here's a question. Given the teaser that we saw, it was a shadow very high up over the spawn point of a tribute in Cursed Hollow. Given it's a dragon, the shadow, it's all you saw, didn't see the actual hero themselves. Is it safe to assume that it's going to involve some kind of a flight mechanic? Maybe more consistent than Falstad's, where you can actually fly over terrain. It makes sense.
Could be, or again, it could be the heroic.
Could just be part of the teaser too,
or it could be the teaser. Yeah, it's tough, and that's the thing is a lot of things they have to be very careful of because there are things that break the game. You know, Dahaka's thing about being able to get to any brush works because of where the brush is,
right?
But if you the problem is they have to take into account all the current battlegrounds when they make heroes and how would they interact with the battleground and would their abilities break a battleground, make it too easy to win.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. So,
yeah, that is true. It's going to be interesting any way we look at it. And speaking of interesting, Tracer's getting some interesting nerfs.
Yes.
Tracer was too good, so they say.
Not surprised.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, you've got about 30 to 45 seconds of speech you can give about Tracer while I go unplug my water heater so we don't hear that stupid thing going the whole time?
I can do that, and I can talk about the nerfs if you
want. That's what I mean. Go ahead. Take it. I'll be back.
Have fun. Okay. So, Tracer, we all know Tracer's pretty powerful hero, has a lot of escape. And one of the things that they feel is going to mitigate the fact that she has a lot of mitigation due to her escape is decreasing her health. So basically it's just her starting pool. She's going from 1270 to 1206, and the percentage per level is staying the same at 4%. Of course, because it starts lower, that 4% will be less each time. But I think that's probably a good idea. I just tend to see that I don't see that she's necessarily overpowered in that respect. She is still squishy. This will make her squishier, but then you have to rely more on her escapes in order to continue to live. The other thing that they reduce is her health regeneration. So now instead of 5.25 plus 4% per level, it's 5.02 plus 4% per level. Health per second. So not a huge nerf on that, but it basically maps to the health decrease. So when you lower the health decrease, that lowers the health regeneration generally. This is a big one. Now, a lot of people complain that she kills things very quickly, or she can make kills easily. I don't know. I seem to feel that each one of her attacks is kind of not very powerful.
No.
And it makes sense since her basic attack damage was 29 plus 4% per level, which is not a lot.
No.
But they're moving it down to 27. I mean, 2 plus 4% per level. So I don't think that's a huge nerf. It's just more of a let's drop her a little bit and see if it makes a difference in and I think it's the later talents that kill it. Like we talked about the faster reload.
Right. Right.
That you get that and it's all of a sudden you're just mow through things. So.
But that's the thing. You have to.
It's level 16.
Yes. And you have to stay on that target for a long time. You don't kill anything quickly. You know, Jaina has
except for the chest.
Infinitely more burst capability. Tracer does not have
a lot
burst.
Of damage in bigger parts. Plus she slows people.
She slows. Yes. Yeah. There's no burst with Tracer. You need to be. Yeah.
Well, that's what that
target
that's what
for several
pulse
seconds.
Grenade is supposed to be, but it doesn't seem to do enough damage to me. So
the pulse grenade is the one thing I have a lot of issues. I can't get the casting of it down.
I've gotten that okay, and it's mostly because you can't have anything in the way.
Right, but literally, I'll feel like I set it off.
It didn't work.
And it didn't. Like, it's not on cooldown. It didn't go off. Like, it just...
Yeah, I've had that too, and it may... Yeah, I don't know why. And generally, you can throw it any time, because you can just throw it to the ground, and it would be useless.
Yeah, but it doesn't. Like, I think I've actually felt
the same way about Greymane and his...
The cocktail?
When he changes into the wolf, where I'm trying to target somebody and do it.
Oh, right.
Maybe it's a distance thing or whatever, but all of a sudden, I can't. And it's like, what is going on? Why is it not letting me do what I'm trying to do? And
that's interesting.
Get that kind of same feeling. So
I was thinking it was because at first I had it set to on release.
Yeah, that's annoying. On release is probably not good for
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually had it
set to click, like the normal. Like you have to click.
Well, how does that work?
Well, you have to hit R and then it gives you the arrow and you click on where you want to throw it.
Oh, that's interesting. Like so you have quick casting turned off.
Well, now I have it on, but I had it off.
Oh, you did have it off. Okay.
And first, I have quick cast off completely for everything by default.
Oh, see, I have it as on release as default.
I don't have it on by default for anything. Okay. So therefore, I have to click.
Right.
If I want to do it. So they did lower her basic attack damage. Then final focus fire, a talent. So they actually increased the final shot damage of focus fire from 30% to 35%, mainly to make up for the difference of the basic attack damage, I believe, to try to keep that even.
Okay.
And then locked and loaded, the damage bonus has been increased from 35% to 40%. Again, I believe that is to make up for the loss of basic attack damage.
Right.
Melee, her W, has a pulse strike talent. And what that does is it increases the charge bonus for your pulse bomb when you use melees from 15% to 20%. I think that's on heroes. And then because they're trying to get you to use the melee more.
Yeah.
And I like melee. Melee actually does a lot of damage. That's really good.
It does. Do you find yourself forgetting to use it?
Yeah, I forget to use it all the time.
I do too.
And then recall, the biggest problem with what they feel a problem with Tracer is that she has it's very the recall is very powerful. It comes up very quickly, comparatively, and it makes it way too easy for her to escape. Although, of course, I've actually used it to pull myself further into the what was going on by accident, because I had been in, went out, right. And it hit recall and popped me back in.
Oh, right.
I was trying to get out of like poison, or you know, sure. if I've been poisoned, or Zul's thing, or you know, to get out of it, you can use this
Zul's thing. But I like that.
The bone. Prison. Anything, you just hit that E and it'll get you out of it. The problem is if you recall into the middle of the pack when you're doing it,
yes.
Like you're running away, you get caught, and then you hit it to get out of it, and it pops you into the middle of them all. You're like, yes. God, forget it.
Right. I'm done.
So what they did is they increased the cooldown from 24 to 26 seconds. Not a huge deal, 2 more seconds, but it does, over time, that will be a big deal. And then a slipstream, which is one of the talents. The cooldown reduction that gives you is reduced from 4 to 2 seconds. So not really. I think you're going to see – I don't know that people will be taking that talent. I don't see that it is a big bonus anymore.
Right.
So it's just a talent pick rate thing. They make those changes and they nerf them to enable people to pick, or to get people to pick other things.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that. There's nothing wrong with
that. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I think I'm getting closer to the belief of more of that knee jerk, but this is not a big knee jerk to me. Like, you know, she lost what, like 64 health at the beginning, and regen of 13, and basic attack of 2.
Right.
Right. But of course you have the scaling that comes along with that. So everything, it doesn't scale as quickly.
And each shot is counted as a basic attack too.
Yeah.
So that's 2 times, you know, the 50, 60, 70 shots it takes to actually take somebody down.
Yeah. So basic attack is 1 shot. So if you get 10, which I think is what you get per magazine, then you're losing about 20 damage per magazine. Plus 4% per level.
Yeah.
So, like I said, over time, I think what we'll see is she doesn't scale as quickly, obviously. So her power burst will come later, which already does as far as I'm concerned. So that's why I was kind of iffy on this, because personally, I think she is very squishy and can die very easily, especially if she uses up her talents. You know, she uses up her abilities very quickly. You run out of those blinks, you're dead. Easy to take.
Oh, yeah. She's made out of
paper. She's very squishy anyway. Yeah, she's very squishy anyway. So now she's going to be even more squishy and do a little less damage. So we'll see. I don't know if it'll offset it enough or it'll offset it too much. But really, there's not a lot of way to test this in, except putting her out there, seeing how it goes.
Yeah. I've actually wondered if there was just a simple test on where they took each hero, lined them up in like a sandbox, and just had Tracer on them with her just firing.
See how long it takes.
You ever try to like kill a Cho'Gall with Tracer? Forget about it.
There's a lot of stuff.
It'll never happen. With a Tracer
very easily.
Ever.
Tracer's good at like if the other guys have basically whittled the hero down to nothing and now they're running away.
Yes.
You can go blink, blink,
chase
blink,
them.
Bam.
Chase them and shoot and them. Yeah.
Recall. You know?
Yeah.
But. You know, you can dive towers and then recall to get out of it. And there's just a lot of things you can do. So I understand where they're coming from. In the hands of a very skilled player, Tracer is pretty sick.
Yes.
So see how it goes.
Yeah. We're getting there. I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully the nerfs aren't too hard. You know, she does have strong counters. Brightwing is a very strong counter. Polymorph just destroys her.
But she is a very good counter to someone like Illidan, which is very similar to her in general.
She
in terms of where the balance is very slim. So, like, what they were saying is, like, Illidan, very narrow area for balance. And the problem is every time you add heroes or you change other heroes, you now are breaking the balance with the other, you know, every change impacts everybody.
Yeah.
Because if you make a small change to one hero, now that makes a difference to the way they interact or ability to work with or get killed by or kill other heroes. And now you have to take that into account. So
yeah.
It's a it's a lot of work. And that's something I would want to have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep. I'm still trying to find the freaking hero in Dota 2 or champion in Dota 2 that Dendi was using. And that's who it was. It was Dendi on Na'Vi. I'm still trying to find it. Because it was like this big deal because he never played the thing before. He never played that particular champion before.
Okay. Pudge?
I don't think that's the name of the champion. Yeah, when they beat Ehome in 2011. Gosh darn it. Maybe I should just ask, who did Dendi play? Ehome
versus Na'Vi.
Who did Dendi play in Na'Vi versus Ehome? If only the internet was intelligent enough to provide me an answer to a plain text question like that.
Earthshaker?
No. No, Earthshaker's like a green dwarf dude.
Yes.
Here we go. It was... Ars Art? Is this it?
Was it 2011, you said?
Yeah, it's 2011. Result. Oh, no, game one here. It's game two. This might be it. Shoot. No, that's the player profile, not the thing. Gosh darn it. All right, I think I found a site that'll tell me what it was, though, at least.
Yeah.
No. That was game two. Yeah. No, because he played the Ranger. Here it is. It's just an icon, though. It's not telling me who it was. Crap. Anyway. Yeah, so Tracer.
Yeah.
So sad. Hopefully. I don't know. Hopefully not. Hopefully not. We'll see. Other news. DreamHack happened. Had some good Heroes of the Storm action. DreamHack, this was in Austin, first time it's ever been in North America. DreamHack does an amazing job with their VODs. So go to their YouTube channel. I'm going to go right now. I guarantee you they're there already. But let's see. I'm sure it's youtube.com/DreamHack. Why would it be anything else?
Right? Yeah.
Can you hear the freaking pipes in this house?
Nope.
Ugh. It's getting picked up from the mic. It's annoying. But yes, yeah, already there, it looks like. So, no, hold on, I'm seeing Masters. No, actually, it doesn't look like the Austin videos are up yet, but they will be, I'm sure. The reason I say that, DreamHack does great, great work with their videos.
Is it Tidehunter you're talking about?
Ooh, big, maybe.
Big lizard guy?
No.
It's an Anchor Smash, Kraken
nope.
Shell?
Nope, no. nope. Oh, Queen of Pain. Is that it? That's not it.
I don't know.
You know what? Maybe it wasn't in the final match.
What?
It might not have been the final match. It might have been one of the qualifiers leading
Night
up to
Stalker.
It. Yeah, it might be Night Stalker. Yeah, because this is not a dragon.
Night Stalker's the big thing that looks kind of like a bat.
That might be it.
Here. I mean, it has like bat wings and weird face. Did you look it up?
Yeah. I'm trying to find a picture of it in game, though. No, that's not it either.
No, not it either?
No. I don't think. Because it had this cool animation. It was actually like crawling with the claws on its wings.
Yeah, well, that sounds something like
doesn't. That would I don't do. Remember it looking like that though. Anyway,
it is Viper.
So yeah, Viper? DreamHack happened in Austin. Some big Heroes of the Storm tournament action going on there. Definitely check out the VODs because they're always excellent with the DreamHack stuffs. And speaking sad news of esports, Na'Vi has dropped their Heroes of the Storm team. So. Oh. If you are a big sponsor and you want to pick up a team, there you go. I'm sure they're good players. They definitely have not had a lot of luck in the international heroes scene We witnessed them last year at BlizzCon getting eliminated pretty early in the tournament. So, yep. You know, I've always been a fan of Na'Vi. When I watched Dota 2 for a while, it was always Na'Vi that I was cheering for. I thought the guys were cool. They had good attitudes to them. So, best of luck to them, and I'm sure they'll land on their feet somewhere. They'll take up the mantle of Team Bob Ross Fan Club again, maybe, since that name is no longer in use. Who knows? Who knows? But I think we came to the end of this off-the-rails section.
Sure.
Unless you could think of something, Mike?
No, we went pretty off the rails. All right. If anyone who is listening to TNB last week when we recorded on Friday, I had somehow lost my entire directory of TNB stuff on my laptop, which sucked because I didn't seem to have a backup that I could find. Well, I finally found a backup. The backup was from July, but luckily we haven't been doing much TNB since then. So
still, that so sucks.
I found like all the intro stuff and outro stuff was still there. And, it seemed like it was doing okay. There's Winter Wyvern.
Maybe.
It's one of the heroes. I was trying to see if they had any videos of them playing, but I don't.
Oh, that might be it, actually.
I don't know.
They made like this huge deal about it because he had never played him before.
Yeah, I don't know.
I haven't played Dota 2 since 2013.
You haven't played in a long time.
I wonder why. I wonder what happened in 2013 that would make me stop playing Dota 2 League of Legends.
It's okay. I was looking at all the pictures that I was looking when I was looking to put things up, and I'm like, look, that's where they announce heroes.
Yeah. Yeah, see, this is similar. So if you go to, like, just look up Winter Wyvern, two words, Dota 2, you'll see this is a dragon. It is a dragon champion. And, watch some videos because you might get a feel for what whoever was teased today is going to look like.
Hero spotlight.
For Winter Wyvern?
Yeah. I see. Yeah, it flies around. Yeah. I guess you could do something like it.
Yeah.
But see, it's very like Falstad. That's really kind of what it doesn't have a rider. But, I mean, Falstad doesn't need a rider. You could have just had it be,
the griffin.
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
But then there wouldn't be any lightning bolty hammer of boltiness.
Yeah. Probably not. But you don't have to, the model can be anything you want. That's what I'm saying.
A dragon can't shoot lightning bolties of boltiness. Hammer?
Sure it could.
Hammer shooting dragon stuffs.
It could be a hammer shooting dragon.
Could be a hammer shooting dragon.
Could be a dragon shooting hammer.
We need more dwarves.
We
need more dwarves. Two is not enough. Dwarves are the sexy.
Two is not enough.
Dwarves are the sexy. We need more dwarves.
What dwarves are there?
I don't know, but we need
suggest?
More.
What are famous dwarves?
No more of the bronze beards. We're good. We got Malfurion. That's fine.
You got enough?
Yeah.
You sure?
Warcraft dwarves. Dwarves.
You could have the Frostborn.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yorg Stormheart?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
He's cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
We need a priest.
You've got
a straight up priest.
We don't have Bran.
Yeah, but he's a bronze beard. Right?
I don't know.
Yeah, Bran's bronze beard. I'm getting to the point where I can't talk anymore. I'm getting tongue tied. All right, let's wrap this thing up and get in game.
Sounds good.
Email the show, hotscast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter @hotscast. Mike is @Fimless. I am @Rillandune. And Kaylee is probably sleeping, but she is @NerdyChar. Check out the show's homepage, hotscast.com. You can get to our Discord channel from there. You can find all you need to sign up and get into the awesome Discord community we've got going on. Join us in game. Just type in join/hotscast. join/hotscast. That'll jump you right into our Hotscast channel thingy that we have in game, which we have to be content with until we get clans. Apparently, Dustin Browder wants clans, so hopefully we will get clans. And that's it. Oh, Calm Before the Storm. Don't forget, check out the Kickstarter. CalmBeforeTheStorm.net.
Just because it is funded does not mean they don't need more backers. The stuff you get from there is really cool. The Twisted Nether that's going to be coming out hopefully by tomorrow has we had Zia on, and we talked about the Kickstarter and all the cool stuff, and we talked about all the different backing levels and stuff. So keep an eye out for that at TwistedNether.net. Then go back the party because it's awesome and awesome people. And if you are going to BlizzCon, you have to show up to the party.
Oh, it is required. And it's conbeforestorm.com.
Yes.
There's no thes. Conbeforestorm.com. And yes, if you go to BlizzCon, you are contractually obligated to come to the Con Before the Storm party and meet us, shake our hands, give Mike and I noogies because we're both bald. So, you know.
Yes. How about Thorissen?
What?
Sorceress Thane Thorissen.
Oh. Dark Iron Dwarf. What was that word?
What a Dark Iron Dwarf.
Yeah, Dark Irons would be neat. All right, that's it. Conbeforestorm.com, d20crit.com. Check it out. You know the drill. Go there. And thank you for joining us. And let's get in game and play some games. That's it. Bye.
Oh, shit. Nuclear launch detected.
I love the Twinkie.